Time to wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Class Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Props going out to Heidi Minush and the All-Star Band. It is always in studio with us. Our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline here on KWHI, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Class Care Cleaners. Cecil Meekins and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. Coming up in the second half of the program, open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about in the second half of the program. First half of the program, though, we are going to talk Burton Track and Field, and what a trip they had to Austin for the state track meet a couple of weeks ago. And with us is Burton Athletic Director and one of the track coaches, Coach Jason Hody. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good.
All right. And your silent other coach over there, Coach Smith, staying quiet off to the side, huh?
Yeah, that's Coach Smith over there. He's our boys track coach, and kind of a neat story, but I acquired girls track about 4 years ago. So, we do it together along with another guy, Clinton Smith, who's he's a football guy as well. So we kind of have fun with it, but that's what we got. But we'll get him to talk here in a little bit.
All right. And first of all, congratulations. Talk about the weekend in Austin a couple of weekends ago.
Oh, it's a great time. You know, the weather was kind of shaky. I think we had a 5 or 6 hour rain delay, but we took quite a few kids to the actual track meet. Got some gold medal winners and had a kid get a bronze medal, and we had a great time. You know, we went there and got on the medal stand with most of our events, and you know, did a good thing there. So it was a good time.
And let's first talk about the girls' team championship. And I know you had to think, you probably thought you had a chance, considering there was quite a bit of success last year. You thought, I would imagine you thought going into this year you had a chance for the team title.
Yeah, you know, we won, the girls won it last year, and that was actually, it was a co-championship. And that was a real surreal moment. Going into this year, we had high expectations, but we lost one of our team members, Kiana Kincaid. She had transferred to another school. And so that was some big shoes to fill. But at the same time, you know, the girls were real positive, optimistic, and they worked really hard and got the job done again. And so back-to-back state champions, pretty special deal. You know, there's only been three state championships, three team championships, one in our school, one in baseball, and now two in girls track. So from that standpoint, they made a little history there, and then forever will be known for that. So it's a real good thing.
And talk about the makeup of this year's team, because in addition to the state title, you also put up some very impressive numbers in the district meet, the area meet, the regional meet. Talk about how things developed going into the state meet.
Yeah, you know, we came out, we take a lot of girls that participate. You know, can't say enough about all the girls that come out and just participate in each and every event and score points. And we won our district title. advanced a lot of people to area, won that area title as well. We came up a little short in regionals. We had a second place finish, and we weren't real happy about that. You know, we were kind of disappointed, and rightfully so. In the state meet, you know, comes down to the last race, the mile relay, and we didn't have a mile relay, but the team that beat us at regional had a mile relay and was just 11 points behind us. And so I was kind of neat. They didn't get the job done, get enough points, and we held on to the lead, and we're state champions. So it was a great year. You know, everybody contributed. Everybody did what they had to do, not just the kids that made it all the way to state, but even the ones that participated and got us points throughout the way.
And talk about the two state championship teams. Talk about the makeup of those teams, the relay teams.
Well, we have last year it was consisted of Moniz Patterson, which is sitting here, and Danielle Briscoe and Larissa Pleasant. They were on last year's team, along with Kiana Kincaid, who's gone. And then this year, we added Abby Phoenix, who has never really ran track up until last year in just a couple meets. Kind of a neat story there. The three girls kind of took her under their wing and, you know, did a great job with keeping her focused and keeping her mind right. And, you know, got the job done. We just plugged her into the fourth, the anchor leg. Because the other three girls have been running their legs for such a long time, we plugged her into that role, and she got the job done from that standpoint. So, been a good team. We also had two other girls that made it to state in the shot put. They didn't point out, but they were still there. Ebony Hensley was a two-time qualifier. So it was a real neat group. You know, a lot of people. That contributed. Now these relay girls they're a handful. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, they did come to work, but they were a real fun bunch, and you know, some days they put some things aside to get the job done, and I, as a coach, we really appreciate that.
All right, and one thing that I wanted to ask is as far as training and practicing and preparing for this. How tough is it because of the facilities? You don't have a standard track like you know, some high schools do.
Yeah, it's
how tough does that make it?
It's pretty tough. I mean, we would love to go out there and have a track to run on. We don't, so we have to run on the grass outside out on the football field. We actually have a makeshift. We use cones and do a makeshift 200-meter. Track sometimes around our baseball field. We have a harder surface road, rock road there, that's roughly 500 meters, and we run stuff around that way. As far as handoffs go, you know, we work on that at the Somerville. Provides us usage of their track, and we're really appreciative of that school for doing that, because it's only about a 15-minute drive for us. So yeah, we're limited. We have no long jump pit, no high jump pit, none of those things, and we have a lot of kids that excel in those things. So it's just remarkable to the kids to see how they can perform at such a high level, and not have a track to operate on. So, but we don't complain. I mean, we would love one, and I think our community and our administration, our school board is working hard. To make things happen to get that done for the future, but in time, you know, for now we know how to deal with it. So, and I think it gives us a somewhat of an advantage because we run on that grass all the time, and then we get on the track and we feel like we're running running fast, even faster than what we maybe be. So
right.
That's good.
All right, and now we're going to turn the microphone over to Coach Smith, and Coach, if you can. Talk a little bit about the boys program, because outstanding season and a state championship for the boys.
No, well, we didn't win a state championship, but we
a gold medalist.
We did absolutely. Cash Kunkel was a gold medalist in the 3200, and he was a bronze medalist in the 1600, and that's a testament to basically his work ethic. And he's lucky enough to have a family that takes care of him, and and helps him work out. I think his grandfather helps him a great deal. And a lot of his workout happens after baseball practice each day. We've got a handful of girls and boys that either play softball or baseball. So we're kind of limited on the time we've got those kids as well, because they get out of school at 3:30 and we're jumping right out onto the field. And we try to get them done as quickly as we can so they can go to baseball and softball practice. But and Cash is one of those kids. And he was a dual sport guy and did a great job this year. Overall, I really can't say enough about these young people's work ethic. We've got kids, the boys division. We won our district for the second year in a row. Our area meet, we won that meet, and we also won the regional championship for the second year in a row. And again, that comes down to work ethic and trying to get everything in without a track. With kids going to baseball and softball, but their work ethic and their dedication makes it exciting for us as coaches.
And you mentioned Cash, but also you had some other athletes that turned in some outstanding performances. Got you into the state meet, and as you said, helped you win area and region.
We do, and we had some kids that were really unselfish this year. Our first, Coach Hody and I talked before the season. We really wanted to try to be competitive in all three relays on both sides, boys and girls, and we came up a little short in the girls getting a mile relay team to advance, and in the boys, I really thought that we had a chance to get at least two of those relays to state, and in the 4x2 we didn't quite get it done, but I've got two guys that they ran all three relays. They weren't in any individual events, and quite honestly, those two freshmen, one was Caleb Harmel and the other was Demondrick Winters, they probably could have been successful in an individual running event, but we asked them to run those relays so that we could be competitive, and they did it. We advanced the 4x1 to state, and they ran close to their best time of the year with two freshmen starting that thing off. So we were pleased. They ended up finishing fifth. Jamon Bradley, who's a junior, he ended up sixth in the 100-meter dash at state, and Donnell Moniz here sitting here, her brother placed third in the 200-meter, and he was extremely proud of that, and he ran a really good time. It'd be his best time of the year, so it was exciting. It was an exciting weekend.
And really, you mentioned running their best time of the year, and that's all you can ask when you get to the state meet, because really, you know, when you get to, if you run your best time, there's just, you know, it's out of your hands.
That's right.
You know, you can only do as well as you can do.
That's right. And we'll get to Cash here in a second about his record breaking or record setting 2 mile. But Donnell, I really can't say enough about his effort in that 200. He showed a lot of class at regional. It was a photo finish between him and a young man from Golson. And as he finished that race, they told him he won it. And they went back. And as he was walking to the award stand, they put him at the first place slot on the award stand. And before he stepped up, they announced him as a runner-up, because between that time, they had went back and looked at the video again and again, and without him knowing it. And he showed a lot of class. He didn't shake his head or show any dissatisfaction. He was proud and got up as a runner-up, and he ended up ahead of that young man at state and ran really well. So I was proud of him for that. Showed a lot of class.
All right, and we're going to talk with some of the athletes here in just a minute, and I appreciate Coach Hody, Coach Smith being here. And we're going to talk with some of the Burton athletes coming up here in just a minute, right after these words from our Sportsline sponsors.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And coming up second half of the program, we are going to have open phones, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But right now we are talking Burton Track, and we've got some state champs with us here this evening. And first, let's go from left to right. And first up, go ahead and introduce yourself. Well, my left to right, your right to left, and go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Cash Kunkel.
All right, Cash, and first of all, congratulations on your state championship.
Thank you, sir.
How did it feel? Because I know going into this year's meet, you kind of had to feel like you were a marked man because of all the success you had last year. I would imagine you kind of had a target on your back.
Yes, sir. I felt great, but I mean, just trying to get better and better each year, and this year it came out good and got a gold medal.
All right, and talk about the race and how it developed as far as your strategy and everything.
Well, at first I started out hard to take off like a really good pace and get everybody going and stuff, and I led it for the first four laps, and the wind was kind of blowing kind of hard, so I kind of just. There was another kid that came up to me and started running beside me, and I let him pass me up, and I just trailed behind him and let him block the wind, and then the last two laps took off and won by, I think, about 50 yards. And
all right, and also you medaled as well in the 1600. Talk about that race.
Yes, sir. I got third place in it, and it was a really hard day. We got there. I felt really good, and it started raining, and then we had a big delay, and it just offset everything and got out there. And, I mean, I felt good, but I guess it really wasn't good enough. But, I mean, I still got third, and I did good, and ran my best time, actually, but not what I was going for. I was going for a little faster, and it just didn't happen.
And talk about how the season developed as far as, building up to the state as far as, you know, peaking at the right time.
Yes, sir. I just kind of not really ease into it, but, I mean, we went hard, and then each week we practice got a lot harder and harder and harder. I don't know what to say about it, but each week it got harder and harder and harder. Practices got more difficult, and at that moment, that's really all you can ask for is just to train harder and harder and hopefully peak at the right moment and just do your best.
All right, Dan. And talk a little bit about the year as a whole, because one of the things, and I've always thought it's an advantage of going to a smaller school, is you get to basically take part in everything you want to take part in, in baseball, track, basketball, cross country. You're involved in everything. What was it like being involved in all of that throughout the season?
It's really fun, but I mean, training is a lot harder because you have to like go around every other sport. I know during track and baseball season, I would do track practice with the school right after school, and then I go to baseball practice and practice for another two and a half hours baseball, and then after that I would have to go to Somerville and do my own track program with my grandpa and just work out then. And basketball, same thing, during just practicing for after basketball I'd go throw for getting ready for baseball season. So it was just, it was a great time, but I mean.
All right. Well, congratulations and thanks for being here tonight. All right. And next up is
Moniz Patterson.
All right. And Moniz, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right. And you're having a lot of fun. You always like this?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how did it feel to come back from Austin with a couple of gold medals?
It felt awesome to run it again, back to back, and all that.
And what was the race like this year? Talk about both races. How did they kind of develop for you?
Well, this year it was like it was great. it was pretty much the same.
Uh huh. Was it different though this year as far as being like you know, the defending champs and everything? Was it different, you know, kind of a different attitude maybe?
No, same attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But we still connected and everything. We still run and fight.
Uh huh. And when you got there though, you know, defending champs, did you kind of did a little strut going, you know?
Yes, sir, I did.
You bet. All right. And talk about the whole season as far as you know, making sure that you guys were peaking when you got to the state meet. What was that like?
Well,
as far as just getting, you know, better and better each week.
It was good.
Uh-huh. I mean, how much work went into this now?
We put a lot of work in our running and everything. Like, we work hard. If a coach said us run, we run. But we had a little attitude on the little side. But oh, we work our handoffs a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess.
Uh-huh. All right, what was the ride back from Austin like? Was it crazy?
No, I went to sleep. I was tired. I got me some McDonald's.
All right. Well, Moniz, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is
Daniel Briscoe.
And how are you tonight?
Fine.
All right. And what did it feel like when you guys crossed the at the end of both races, you were the gold medal champs?
It felt great, like to come back and break the 4x1 one time, but not the 4x2. But that's all right. And to put like a change our fourth leg up to make another fourth leg come in and do the work, and she did pretty good.
All right, and as far as same thing I asked Moniz, when you guys got there, was there a little kind of a different attitude as far as you guys were the defending champs and you knew that you were going to have to represent?
Kinda, and we was kind of nervous to come back to state because, you know, we never knew how it was going to be because we had another fourth leg and we was, like, kind of nervous. And we were racing against new people because, you know, some people might have to graduate and it was kind of nervous. But then when we got the baton and started passing it off and got, then our fourth leg came in first, then, you know, we weren't nervous anymore.
And as far as you know, I know the weather had to kind of be a pain to get through, mm-hmm. but as far as just waiting and getting through all that, how did y'all deal with that?
It really kind of messed us up because we was, like, ready to run a 4x2, and we had to sit and wait for an hour to run. And then after that, we got back on the track. And then when they shot the gun, I don't think I run the fastest time. And for myself, I didn't think I run that fast like I wanted to of the delay and stuff because everybody went to sleep and took a nap. So it really took everybody, you know, hyped up. Stuff out of them, so we weren't really feeling it.
And what was it like when y'all got back into town? What was the reaction like when you got back, as far as family and friends and all that?
really, this was good because then it was like there was our whole family and hometown was like proud of us going back to back to state. So it felt great.
All right. Well, thanks for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
All right. And next up is?
Reach that thing. Larissa Pleasant.
All right. And Larissa, first of all, what was it like to win two more state championships?
It was great. It took a lot of hard work and effort, but we came back and took our record again.
All right. And coach was talking about kind of being at a little bit of an advantage because you guys practice on grass and then you get on the track. Must feel like you're just flying out there.
We did, but practicing on the rocks and grass, like, we felt like we'd been putting in much work. But once we got on the track, it showed a lot of work and that we got built up some speed.
Mm-hmm. And as far as how the races developed, with the 4x1, 4x2, it's just pretty much just go out and run as fast as you can, isn't it? There's no real pacing to it, is there?
No. You just got to get out there and just work your hardest and run as fast as you can to beat the other team.
All right. And when you guys got to Austin, is there a little this year having won it last year? A little more strut there, a little more, hey, we're the champs, you guys got to beat us?
Well, I kind of felt like it was just a normal thing. Even though mm-hmm. we won, I felt like we was just a team out there that has to put in work, like, really, no, there really was no strut.
Right. And what was it like the whole season as far as, you know, winning the region and winning the area and moving on and making it all the way to state? What was the whole season like?
It was great. We put in a lot of work to get to where we are now and to win district area and come up runner up as regionals. It was just a lot of work and it was great.
All right, and at the end when they announced the point totals at the end and you guys were the team state champs, how did that feel?
It was amazing, like the comeback and win the whole thing again. It felt great.
All right, well, guys, thanks for being here, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, and coach, and. all right, and coach, it sounds like you guys had your hands full all season.
Yeah, we had our hands full. Monice.
Yeah, that, my coach, good, y'all.
That's Monice. Monice is the comedian of the group. You know, they're a great group. I mean, the boys and girls, we had a fun time, and I think that's what, you know. And they're very humble. They didn't. I know they felt a little swag about them when they came back, but their humbleness allowed them to excel because they came to work. I mean, all three of them said it. There are some days, you know, things didn't feel right, and you know, we don't always feel like going to work every day. But they did it. And, you know, not at the best of conditions, and they had a good time with it. But, yeah, they're a great group of young ladies, and we had fun with them. But they are a handful, no doubt about it.
and also the community factor that, you know, unlike the big schools, I mean, these young athletes all grew up with each other. They've known each other since they were little kids, and that's obviously got to mean a lot more than going like to a bigger program where a lot of times you don't know some of your own teammates.
Yeah, and like for these three young ladies, I think they're kin, cousins, so they're in the same family circle, so it was neat. Yeah, it's a small school environment, no doubt. And, you know, they got to do so much stuff at the school, whether it be playing another sport or helping out with this club or that club. Just the dedication, and Coach Smith touched on that earlier, the dedication and the selfless, not being selfish, the unselfishness that they show really is admirable. And, we're just super proud of them. I mean, as coaches, we just tried to give them a little guidance, and we were along for the ride because they did all the work.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. And, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
State champions. That's something you're all going to have for the rest of your lives, the state champions. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Go ahead. Turn.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And I want to thank Coach Odie, Coach Smith, and the members of the Burton track and field team for being with us tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. Coming up, news and then open lines here on the Brenham Sports Line here on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
I'm Graham Rahal, inviting you to experience the No Limits action of the Firestone 600. With a race scanner, you can hear me and my team talk strategy on how to make it to victory lane.
For just $49, you get two tickets to the race, plus a scanner for two. The Firestone 600 is Saturday night, June 11th, under the lights in No Limits, Texas. Be dialed in with the IndyCar Sights and Sounds 2-Pack. Details at TexasMotorSpeedway.com.
Newark Airport, where New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez said flying has become unpleasant.
People are sick and tired of waiting.
Menendez and Senator Cory Booker said TSA is adding 120 officers to the checkpoints.
It's not necessary for people to have to show up 2 and 3 hours before their flights just to go through security lines.
When TSA added full-time screeners in Chicago, the wait times at O'Hare plummeted from 2 hours to 30 minutes. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A fix costing local taxpayers nearly $500,000 will start this summer at a bridge built 6 inches too low. It comes 5 years after Delaware transportation officials discovered the mistake. When the work is done, the bridge should be high enough so trains carrying 2 stacked containers can pass underneath. Richard Davies, ABC News.
I'm Cody Wren with your KWHI local news update. Directors for the annual Burleson County Relay for Life report that they raised over $39,000 for the American Cancer Society. This year's event was held May 13th at Davidson Creek Park in Caldwell, and the total includes over $1,000 from a silent auction, and Citizens State Bank was the leading business money raiser at just over $15,000. The Brenham Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing this evening and possibly take action to approve of a specific use permit to allow church and its auxiliary uses at 515 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. The commission will also hold a second public hearing concerning a replat of Lot 4B located on South Bluebell Road. The Brenham Planning and Zoning Commission will meet at 515 this evening on the second floor of City Hall. Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative's offices will be closed on Monday, May the 30th, in observance of Memorial Day. Bluebonnet members will still have access to their account information in order to make payments while the offices are closed through the co-op's website at bluebonnet.coop. And the Somerville City Council has approved an agreement for maintenance and improvements to its city parks. The agreement is with the newly formed Somerville Parks Association. The group was formed to improve the city's parks by accepting private donations for sponsorships at various park items, including the baseball and softball parks, trees, bleachers, and park benches. Taking a quick look at your friendly country forecast for this Monday, we're planning to see cloudy skies followed by scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon hours, southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a high for this Monday of around 85 degrees. Later on and overnight, we can expect some considerable cloudiness this evening, followed by a decrease in those clouds a little later on, possibility of a stray shower or thunderstorm, and a low of 72. I'm Cody Wren with KWHI, where the news comes first.
You don't have to put up with the service disruptions, billing issues, and absent customer service from your business communications provider. You have a choice, a better choice. Suddenlink Business offers the fastest, most reliable internet service in your area with speeds up to 1 gig. Call 877-470-3848 today to switch to Suddenlink Business. That's 877-470-3848. Download and upload speeds or maximum speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. 1 gig not available in all markets. Call for details.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And welcome back to the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And, boy, what a fun group. Fun group. Having the members of the Burton track and field team in here, of course. The girls team state champions. And, Cash, the state champ in the 3200. And bronze in the 1600. It's just great having them all in here. This evening here on the Brenham Sports Line. Next week, we're going to recap what happened in Brenham this past year in athletics. We'll take a look back at the year in sports in Brenham. That'll be next Monday night here on the Brenham Sports Line. Right now, open phones, 836-9937. 836-9937, open phones here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about national sports? You want to talk about local sports? You want to talk about Aggies, Longhorns? You want to talk about Notre Dame? Want to talk about the Astros? Want to talk about the Rangers? Want to talk about the Texans? Whatever you want to talk about, 836-9937, 836-9937. 9937. Open phones here on the Brenham Sports Line. And while we got a minute, I had some of the Burton athletes in here. Well, the District 26 2A All-District team announced today. And the District Newcomer of the Year, Demondrick Winters of the Burton Panthers, was named Newcomer of the Year in District 26 2A Baseball. While first team honors went to three Burton Panthers, Luke Salinas, Aaron Coring, and Cash Kunkel. Second team selection to James Holton. And honorable mention to Dustin Hall and Tristan Brantley. Meanwhile, three Round Top Carmine Cubs received honorable mention. Matthew Sotobier, Ty Dahlmeyer, and Jason Sotobier. Academic All-District, a number of Panthers and Cubs receiving honors. Panthers receiving All-District Academic Honors. James Holton, Brandon Johnson, Ryan Quinton, Noah Brazier, Riley Luchek, Cash Kunkel, Luke Salinas, Wesley Fairley, Demondrick Winters, Caleb Harmel, Aaron Coring, Christopher Torres, Tristan Brantley, and Tristan Rawling. While Round Top Carmine, All-Academic, All-District, Blake Malman, Caleb Pesch, Jed Leopard, also Jason Sotobier, Ty Zapalak, Ty Dahlmeyer, Justin Hickman, Matthew Sotomayor, and Garrett Weed. Those are the all-district 26 2A selections for the Burton Panthers and the Round Top Carmine Cubs. You can see that complete list on our website, kwhi.com. As I said, we're open to talk about anything you want to talk about here over the second half of the program. Open lines, 836-9937. 836-9937. I want to talk about the College Softball World Series underway with the regionals. Regionals are over. Now the super regionals are next. No Texas teams in the super regionals. Four teams made it to regional play. All four eliminated this past weekend. Two teams made it to the finals, but were eliminated yesterday, including the Aggies. They were beaten in the Lafayette region by Louisiana Lafayette, 9-8 in extra innings. If the Aggies had won, they would have played another ball game to decide who went, but the Raging Cajuns got the victory in extra innings. They advanced to the Super Region against the Oklahoma Sooners. In the Tuscaloosa region, Texas State was knocked out on Saturday by California, 4-3. Cal then went on and was defeated by Alabama yesterday. Crimson Tide heading to the Super Regional against Washington. And in the Oregon region, it was Oregon defeating Baylor in the final yesterday, 8-1. So Baylor knocked out in the finals. Oregon heads to the Super Region against UCLA. Let's go to the phones, and good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hello, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay. I was listening at the Sports Line, and I want to find out, do you have the timing for Burton girls 4x100 and 4x200?
Let's see. I don't have the time right here. Let me see if we can find it on our website there. But I know one thing. It was real fast.
Yeah, they're a fast group.
I tell you, they really are. Here we go. Let's see. The 4x100 team, 49.97.
49.97, okay.
And the 4x200 was 147.72.
147.72. Okay. Hey, they did a good job.
But they sure did. I tell you what.
The Wind State, under those conditions, the training facilities they got, man, they did a fantastic job.
They really did.
They made me proud, yeah.
And the one thing that you could tell, just you could probably tell just by listening, it's a fun group.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun group of young ladies. I'll tell you, yeah. they were laughing and having a heck of a time. The whole time we were doing the show, they were just laughing,
right,
cutting up, and having a great time.
Uh-huh. Well, they're some great kids, and they got a lot of talent.
Indeed they do.
Did a fantastic job. Well, I'm proud of them, then.
And
I think the whole community should be proud of them.
Absolutely should be.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Doc. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. And of course, Cash was here as well. Let's give you his times. He took the gold in the 3200, 9:48.34, and then the bronze in the 1600 in a time of 4:32.30. So some pretty impressive performances by the Burton track and field team at the state meet. Again, bringing back three gold medals and a couple of bronze medals for their efforts. So congratulations to them. And glad to have them on the Burnham Sports Line earlier tonight. 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Want to talk about the NBA playoffs. Wow. How about the Golden State Warriors getting taken to the woodshed yesterday by the Oklahoma City Thunder? 133-105, your final. And I mean, it was a whooping right from the start. Russell Westbrook had a big night, 30 points, 12 assists. And, of course, Kevin Durant, as always, was tough. Steph Curry had a good night for the Warriors, but didn't get an awful lot of help from the rest of his teammates. And I'll tell you what, Golden State got to be getting a little bit nervous. You know, they win 73 games during the regular season, 73-9, NBA record. And yet, as they said, and I think everybody pretty much is in agreement, that if they win 73 games in the regular season and don't win the championship, then it's considered a failure. And justifiably so, because this team throughout the regular season was just dominating talent left and right. And right now, they are they're kind of treading water right now. Oklahoma City, they've got another home game. They could head back to Golden State up 3-1. And that would really put the Warriors behind the eight ball. Eastern Conference final tonight, Cleveland and Toronto. The Cavaliers, 10 wins in a row. They won their first two series in sweeps, 4-0, 4-0. We're up 2-0 on Toronto. Raptors winners at home. Another home game for Toronto. And they are one of the teams that does have a decided home court advantage at home. Their fans are crazy. They get good crowds. They get crowds that are enthusiastic. They get crowds that are into it. And so Toronto could even this series up, and that would definitely be a surprise, because after the second game, most people were saying Toronto isn't even going to win a game. They may not even keep a game to single digits. They may lose every game by double digits. Well, they took care of that Saturday night, I'll tell you. But Toronto right back in this series. We'll see tonight if they can really make a series of it. 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. We'll take your phone calls. Meanwhile, big league baseball, Astros continue to struggle. They, right now, just not getting the job done. Swept by the Rangers in Houston. Rangers, good team. A lot of people expecting the Rangers to win the division this year, but they swept the Astros in Arlington and have now swept the Astros in Houston. And, boy, Astros didn't put up much of a fight yesterday at all. Cole Hamels. And he was just dominant. Dallas Keuchel continues to struggle, 2-6 on the season. And that home winning streak snapped big time. He's now lost, I believe, 3 at home now this season. And Dallas Keuchel and the Astros as a team struggling right now, just not getting the job done. And how much tougher are the Rangers going to be when how much tougher are the Rangers going to be when they get Yu Darvish back? Wow. Because Darvish, apparently from all indications, looking solid in his rehab starts in the minor leagues. And he's going to be very tough. This team is going to be really tough when Yu Darvish gets back in on the team and back into the rotation. Meanwhile, this news just coming in: Adrian Wojnarowski. Reporting that the NBA will not suspend Golden State's Draymond Green for Game 4. Green involved in a play that was very questionable last night, where some folks thought there were some thoughts that he intentionally kicked Russell Westbrook in the place you just don't want to kick another. You don't kick another man. So there was a thought that Draymond Green was going to get suspended. Will not be suspended. He has maintained all along that it was an accident. He was off balance, but then he took another step further and accused Russell Westbrook of flopping and tanking and making more out of it than it really was. I might not go that far, but the NBA announcing they will, or the Adrian Wojnarowski saying the NBA will not suspend Draymond Green for Game 4. And tell you what, if there's any chance the Golden State's going to come back from 2-1 down, they've got to have Draymond Green on the floor. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll take your phone calls, open lines, right after this.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a hand out. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
We're back at the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, 836-9937, 836-9937, open phones, and again, want to thank the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers for being here tonight, talking track and field and state championships here on the Brenham Sports Line, and remind everybody that next week at this time, we will be talking Brenham Cubs and Cubettes athletics, taking kind of a look back at the year in review as, of course, graduation coming up less than 2 weeks away. Meanwhile, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. I want to talk about off-season football. We'll be more than happy to talk about that. I want to talk about the Texans. I want to talk about the Cowboys. We'll be glad to do it. I want to talk about what's going on with the Tom Brady case. His lawyers asking for a second hearing in the circuit court. Brady filing an appeal for a second hearing in second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in regards to his four-game suspension in the whole Deflategate mess. And it's gotten now to where it's just Roger Goodell is just trying to flex his muscles, and he's trying to make an example out of Tom Brady, and the Players Association and other players are now starting to voice their support of Tom Brady, guys that Tom Brady has never gotten particularly that well, along with all that well, guys that you know, he's never been particularly close to, now are starting to defend Brady, saying that this is bordering on the ridiculousness of the witch hunt that Roger Goodell is on. Now, the court upheld Brady's suspension in a 2-1 decision back on April 25th. But now his lawyers taking this to another, are trying to get another hearing. And this time going at it from a different approach. And we'll see what becomes of this. 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call. Of course, and anybody that's listening to this show will tell you, before any of this happened with Tom Brady, I'm not a fan of Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, to me, seems like, and I said this years ago, I've been saying this ever since Goodell took over as commissioner of the National Football League, is he is treating this like he was the last kid selected. Every time they had pick up football, you know, they pick teams for football, it just seems like he was always the last kid picked, and he's trying to make everybody pay because he was never any good at it. You get the idea that he's just trying to change the game because he never could play it. He never was any good at it. So he's gonna make everybody else suffer. And he's done this ever since he's taken over the job. Most of his moves have not been in the best interest of football. And I'm not even talking about the Brady case. I'm talking about changing football into basically a glorified two-hand touch. And also, and he can spin this any way he wants, but his seemingly intense desire to see players out with knee injuries. That's what he's doing. It seems like he's just got this fascination for knee injuries, because that's what he's doing. He's creating a league where everybody's going to get hit in the knees. You're going to have guys out with torn ACLs, torn MCLs, blown out knees and ankles, all because they have to change the way that defensive players hit offensive players because of Goodell's absolute just his fascination. It's beyond that. His absolute just, I don't know the word that I want to use, but more than just a strong desire to take hitting out of the NFL and just apparently see people get their knees and legs blown out. Because that's what he's advocating. He can spin it any way he wants. He can come up with any excuse he wants. But he's advocating blown out knees, blown out ankles, broken legs, because that's what he's legislating into the game of football. And as I said before, and I've been saying this for 5 years now, this isn't just sour grapes over the Tom Brady case. I've been saying this, and I will stand by this. I've been saying this for 5 years now. He's the guy that always was picked last, never could play football, never was any good at it, and now he's got the ball. It's my ball, and I can make the rules. And that's just how he's treating it, and football is the lesser for it. You can watch football from, you take a look at the game of football 10 years ago, take a look at football this past season, you tell me that this isn't a watered-down product that we're looking at now. And it all goes back to one man. One man. Adolph Goodell. Want to thank Lady Panthers track and field team, the runners from the 4x100 and 4x200 relay. Also want to thank Cash Kunkel for coming in, as well as Coach Hody and Coach Smith for joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line. as we're going to wrap it up for another week. And I want to remind everybody that coming up next week, we're going to take our annual look back at Burnham High School's year in sports. And that's coming up next Monday night here on the Burnham Sports Line. For Heidi Minush and his all-star band, and for Mookie the Rabid Badger, I'm the sports doc. The Burnham Sports Line has been brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Burnham, making sure you look great in everything they do. We'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel on the Burnham Sports Line.